I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with fellow BPR News reporter Lily Knepp from her. She's at her office in Silva. Lily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
So you've been doing some new reporting on the independent monitor that is ensuring that the stipulations in the sale agreement of Mission Health to HCA that happened a couple years ago, this independent monitor makes sure those agreements are followed. So before we get into their latest meeting, which took place earlier this month, let's go back to remind everybody, what is the independent monitor?
Absolutely. So the independent monitor is an independent firm that was chosen in part by Dogwood Health Trust with HCA and then approved by the Attorney General. And this firm's whole mission is to make sure that HCA is following through on 15 commitments that were part of the asset purchase agreement when it bought Mission in 2019. And so whenever there is something that seems like it might not be in compliance with that asset purchase agreement, it is the independent monitor's job to advise Dogwood Health Trust, which is the foundation that was created with the profits of that sale, so that they can then, you know, kind of call out HCA and say, hey, you're not following this deal that you made with the North Carolina Attorney General. You need to change it and provide these services for people in Western North Carolina.
And among those stipulations in the asset purchase agreement, the sale document of the sale, this goes about service. This goes about keeping hospitals open. There are many, many of those. And the independent monitor did hold some meetings, its first round of meetings last year. They happened right before the pandemic happened. So people might be forgetting them in the haze of what has been the last year. So remind us about those meetings, what took place and what you heard. You were at a couple of them. I was at one of them. What did we hear?
Absolutely. So the independent monitor, part of the deal for their work was that they were supposed to be able to go out into the community and hear from people about the services that they were providing. And so, you know, as you're reminding everyone about the pandemic, you know, that's been really hard to do this year. But right before the pandemic, they had six or seven meetings across the region. They went to all their five regional hospitals, and as well as Mission Health. They went to all of those counties and met with people in the region to hear from them. And I mean, the meetings that I was at, the independent monitor at the virtual meeting this last week described them as spirited because people had a lot to say. There were a lot of concerns that were brought forward. Some of those have been addressed. Some of those, I think people are still waiting for answers.
And obviously a lot has gone on since then with the pandemic and with nurses at Mission Hospital in Asheville unionizing. So the independent monitor is now doing its second round of meetings, second year of meetings, essentially. And the first one was earlier this month. You watched it virtually. Tell us what happened.
The independent monitor went through just kind of a refresh. It was just reminding everybody what their role is. I think they do really just want to make sure that people were clear. You know, they're not being paid by HCA. They're employed by Dogwood. They really wanted to be clear what those commitments are that are outlined in the asset purchase agreement. There are only 15 commitments in there. A lot of people's questions don't necessarily fall under the purview of the independent monitor. So it was kind of just a meeting of answering questions and just reminding folks what they had done over the last year. HCA is responsible for putting out an annual report to the monitor every year, and that came out in April. Going through all of those requirements that are in the asset purchase agreement and advising Dogwood Health Trust on whether or not HCA is following those. So it was quite a long meeting. There was a lot of community involvement as far as questions and just the independent monitor trying to explain their role in this position.
So you mentioned the first report came out to see whether HCA has been compliant or non-compliant in all the things that it agreed to when it purchased Mission. Have they been found in non-compliance in anything yet?
Not yet. In 2019, Dogwood Health Trust, you know, in their end-of-year annual report said that they did not find HCA to be non-compliant. And so far, we haven't gotten to the, you know, 2020 report yet, which it is expected to come out sometime by the end of May at the latest. But there were a couple of things that came up that I found really interesting during the virtual meeting, that the independent monitor said that HCA was not non-compliant, but that they did have discussions with them about some of the issues that were happening in Western North Carolina, and HCA did make changes. And so the independent monitor wanted to be really clear that, you know, these were not non-compliance issues, but they were things that changed. There have also been some other issues that they've gone back and forth on, as far as Attorney General Stein has asked HCA about sexual assault nurses and their availability in Western North Carolina. And charity care has also been one of the really big question marks for the region as far as, you know, what is happening. One of the ways that they explain that is when Mission was being purchased by HCA, they had the option to continue to move forward with Mission's charity care policy. And instead, the board of Mission felt that HCA's policy was actually going to cover them better. And so they did make changes to that charity care policy to go with the HCA policy instead. Here's a clip of Ron Winters. He's the kind of principal on with the Independent Monitor. This is him talking at the virtual meeting.
But I think it is difficult to qualify immediately for charity care. And until you do, I think they have the right to ask you to make a deposit. And I don't think you have the right to get it back.
And then the other sort of dispute that is a non-dispute was the transitional care unit at Transylvania Regional Hospital was closed. And this is, you know, something that HCA said, you know, we're not getting rid of this service because it's still available at other parts of the hospital. And so that sort of is the line of when are they not being compliant? Is this service, if the service is less, is it still available? Or is that when they're in non-compliance with the asset purchase agreement? So in that case, Transylvania Regional Hospital, the community brought forward a concern and they reopened the unit. And so the independent monitor explained, you know, that wasn't, they didn't see that as them being in non-compliance or as that being an official dispute. But it's definitely a time that the independent monitor, you know, brought up an issue to HCA and then policy drastically changed.
Transylvania is one of 18 counties in the service area. So, and all counties have been bringing things up since this sale occurred. There are a few things that I think people are more passionate about and care more about in this area than how this sale is going to affect their health care. So, but we'll use Transylvania County as an example here because of what you just mentioned. With this particular unit being restored at Transylvania Regional Hospital, does that answer all the questions that have been answered by the people or that have been asked by the people in Transylvania County?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is no. The Brevard City Council recently wrote a letter in February to Attorney General Josh Stein explaining kind of what's happening there. They've seen a real loss in primary care physicians. They said they've lost 14 healthcare providers. In the letter, it's 15. I spoke with Brevard City Councilwoman Maureen Kopeloff. She said, you know, one person has actually signed on with HCA, but this is something we've seen throughout the region. Local physicians, surgeons, other people have not been signing updated contracts with HCA, and they have left. For example, in Brevard, 14 people have left. And so they feel like, you know, this is a major issue in a loss of access to care. And, you know, Maureen Kopeloff explains it, I think, very clearly and just saying, you know, that while primary care isn't on the list for a key healthcare service that's a part of the asset purchase agreement, you know, this is something that's really important to their community.
Primary care is so important to our community and, you know, making sure that we've got easy local access to primary care is a critical community concern.
And this is something that, you know, has come up across the region at all of these regional hospitals. And Maureen has a good point here. She basically explains the gist of this whole conversation.
We don't have a good mechanism in the agreement with the independent monitor for really enforcing or tracking or holding HCA accountable to the level that we thought we did when the sale went through.
this is going to be a continuing issue and a continuing major topic of conversation throughout Western North Carolina for years, if not decades, to come. So what's next now? This first meeting by the Independent Monitor, are they going to be holding additional meetings, and will they do more meetings in person once it's safe to do so?
On the horizon, there are a couple things that are coming up pretty quickly. Sir Brevard has kind of called on other towns and counties in the region to write their own letters to North Carolina Attorney General Jess Stein. So I think we're looking to see what the Attorney General has to say about all of these questions. The annual report from HCA is going to be coming out in this month or next month. And so that report will answer, you know, some of these questions and give an overview of what HCA has been doing this year. And then the Independent Monitor is looking to get back out into the community as soon as, it's safe to do so with the pandemic. So I think we will start to hear from them and hopefully, see them out here in Western North Carolina pretty soon.
Lastly, a lot of your reporting focusing on what's been happening in Macon County with the hospital there, with Angel Medical Center, but also Macon County at first was where we heard a lot of pushback about the sale and concerns and all that. Have they had anything addressed within this too?
Macon County, Mayor Bob Scott of Franklin has had a lot of questions. He just released a letter this week to Attorney General Josh Stein, echoing a lot of these issues that we just talked about across the region as well, seeing physicians leave, surgeons. Angel Medical Center, which is the hospital in Franklin, they are building a new hospital. There's still no word yet on what is going to happen with the old hospital. Ground on the new hospital is going to be broken at the end of this month.